We'd now invite you to close your eyes and allow the vibration and frequencies of the music from the maestro Robert to infuse into every cell of your body. In this moment, there is nothing to do. There is simply allowing yourself to receive the beautiful composition of music. Allow it to enter in every cell of your body, relaxing into that blissful state. Nothing to do, just allow the melodies to wash over you, to support you, to provide this energetic posture as we move into the Kryon channel.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the second channel of four. And the subject is reincarnation. Now, you might have heard before that the subject is also what I call family. In the first installment of these four lessons, if you want to call them that, we defined it. The idea is that you have one soul. One soul is all you will ever have, and that soul, by the way, never changes. So that means in your soul are all of those reincarnate entities that you are. It's also part of that which is the past life record, which I think we have given you many times a reference to. But reincarnation is called family because it is about love. Reincarnation is a method of learning. The last time we spoke of the school of learning, which is reincarnation. We speak of humans on the planet going through what you will call expressions. We want to give you some facts about it, leading to perhaps a culmination of things we've never told you before. But we start with the basics that some of you have heard before from me. Let's back up. The idea of reincarnation on this planet is an idea that as souls travel through life, they learn things. And those things are inside a consciousness of a human body. And that consciousness then stays at some way so that the next time you arrive, a lot of what you learned is there. A lot of what you have not learned, or perhaps learned partially, is there. This is the development of what has been called karma. And this is understood, well understood, by so many belief systems on the planet for hundreds and hundreds of years. Reincarnation, as we told you, is something that more of the planet believes than not. Now, that is a surprising statement. We've said that before. To so many of you who said, well, I don't believe in that nonsense. And that is a lot of those in the West not understanding that you're a minority. Reincarnation is the way of it and should be, of course. It's a school. It's a school of consciousness. It's a school of dark and light. It's a school of learning that this planet has got a purpose. And we call you old souls. And we call you old souls because those are the ones who are listening. And we know that. You get to a certain point, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, where you start to be aware of things that are spiritual. Many times in the first lifetimes, you don't. I want to talk about something that some have asked about. Two subjects in this particular lesson. Timing is one of them, and also I will call it Akashic storage is the other. Let's be specific. I'm speaking about reincarnation on this planet. Now, later, I may refer to this fact, and that is that if you have come from other planets and done this even before Earth existed, that means you have in your soul a whole lot of past lives. But this is only about this planet. That's what this is about, and these lessons are about. It's so fascinating, is it not, to think that you have been on this planet so many times, old soul. As you arrive here from wherever, for whatever reason, and you begin this journey, it's not a journey of the soul, it's a journey of the human. And when you arrive here, we'll call you a newbie. And there are more arriving all the time, simply because the exponential math of those population, as it increases, will include a lot of newbies. And you can tell. You can tell because they're clueless about how Earth works. And you might shake your head and you'll say, how is that possible? That person doesn't really truly understand, and they're easily tricked, and they don't understand this or that, or human nature even is what you call it. And that's because they're brand new. I give you an insight as what's going on in their lives. Sometimes they are in your family and sometimes they are not. And that's on purpose as well. And we'll tell you why in another lesson. But you arrive on the planet and you begin your learning. It takes another lifetime, perhaps, to continue that, and another lifetime to continue that. And after a long period of lifetimes, perhaps as many as 15 to 20, you get out of what I would call survival mode and figuring things out. And you arrive on this planet, and as you grow up, you start to think about, I would say, more important things. In the first, you're like babes in the wood, dear ones. In any school, for instance, the first grades, learning how to read, how to write, learning all the other things, the arithmetic. Once you've figured those things out, you're ready for the advanced subjects. And after so many lives, you start to be ready for the advanced subjects. How did you get here? Is there something bigger? Now, you may have participated in what I will call religion right from the beginning, because you probably were taught about it. But I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about you, again, climbing into a box of what you were told God is. I'm talking about you thinking out of the box and saying, is there something bigger? And that's who's watching and listening right now. For those are the old souls who are looking at the planet and starting to realize there is something more going on here, perhaps, than ever I was told before. Now, there is a timing you should know about, and we've never really discussed this before. And this is for those who want to know how this reincarnation or this family works. You're going to find out a little more why I call it family in the next lessons. There are those who will tell you that a soul will reincarnate into another human being, another expression, after so long a period of time on the other side of the veil. They'll say that you pass over, and they'll say there'll be a number of years, and you'll come back. And in metaphysics, this has been discussed. No one really accurately knows, dear ones. You don't know because you're linear. And you figure there are rules for this and that everyone goes through the same process, and they don't. Do you really think the uniqueness of your consciousness would have one rule for everyone? When you are starting out, dear ones, there is indeed a period of years before you will come back. There are reasons for this. You're watching. you're learning from the other side of the veil before you re-enter. The more times you come into the planet, that distance or that time frame from leaving to coming back is reduced. It's reduced to such a short amount of time that there are those leaving this planet right now who will return within 3 months. Some will say, no, that can't be, Crying. I've learned the other way around. I want you to listen. There is a new energy on the planet where old souls are needed here. We need more of them than the new ones. Therefore, there are even those who will pass early on purpose so that they can come back, be young, and grow up as an advanced old soul in order to teach the others around them. This is a timing which we really haven't discussed before with you. What do you think of that? This is a process of love, dear ones. It is for you, and it's for the comfort of the family, meaning that it makes sense that you would come back earlier so you can continue and help the planet, help those around you, help the family you're born with. This is a process of reincarnation that is not discussed, and it is not in any doctrine of any religion at all. And you're hearing it perhaps firstly here. The second one we have talked about for more than 25 years. We didn't start talking about it immediately because it was an advanced concept. There's something called the Cave of Creation. It is inside the earth. It's crystalline in form. It's multidimensional. You'll never find it. But in there, there is a record of every single past life, every life you've ever lived on this planet. When you pass, you go to that place, dear ones. And there's approximately 2 to 3 days where it takes for you to then deposit all that happened, all the consciousness, into a crystalline form that stays with the planet, that is only part of the planet, so that when you come back, whether it's in 3 years or 3 months, you go there again. And at the wind of birth, we call it the wind of birth, the moment of birth, you pick up all of those attributes, your ancestries, your past life, all of the lessons, and you might say it's pasted upon you in a way that you then can continue. There's so many things to talk about what happens after that and what the new energy then provides after that, dear ones. It's an amazing process and one that is filled indeed with love. Do not then take this as a minutia for you to go and look for the cave. That's not why I'm giving you this. It's so you'll understand that the process is involved, it has purpose, but mostly, this attribute will tell you, you belong to Earth. At this section and this part of history, and for all of the thousands of years that you participated in humanism, the Earth has been your partner. That is where that crystalline is deposited. That is you. That's just one aspect. So that's the timing. There's that which is the Cave of Creation. There's that which is part of the earth. There's so much more to give you, even than I can give you in these four lessons. How do you feel about it, dear ones? You realize this simply isn't something that's a rule or the way it works or it's some kind of a test. It's designed with your name on it so that you will be more comfortable with it, will understand more about it than ever before. And there's more. Oh, there's a lot more. But it's just filled with love for you, so that when you come back on this planet, things will be even easier than they were before, if you look for it. You always have the choice not to see, not to look. But so many of you watching this, being here, have seen it move forward, and now we're looking for and receiving the love that was intended for you. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.